T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Someone keeping a secret from you? Ah! Lying right to your face?
Liar!
Let us do the dirty work for you.
Do it now!
Dirty Work Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Dirty Work.
C-104. Dirty Work.
Dirty Work Wednesday on the air at 473-1045. Hi, who's this?
Hey, it's Paige.
Hello, Paige. Now, you're the one who called us last week, right? And Shaggy told you to call back?
Yeah.
Okay. So, refresh me on your story. What can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
So, I was dating this guy named Nathan, and we went through a dating app. So, I wasn't really expecting anything. But when we finally decided to date in person, we seriously clicked. We both like the same TV shows, the same music, and we kind of have the same sense of humor. Everything just kind of like clicked.
Okay, so this is good then.
Yeah, this is good.
Okay.
We end up dating for a few weeks, and then I figure it's time to take things, you know, a little further. So the whole physical department.
Okay, so how much further are we talking here?
All the way.
Okay.
I don't waste time with the whole, okay, let's do this much for now and this. And I'm pretty much like, we're here, we're naked, let's do this, you know?
Oh, okay. Okay. Wow. Good for you. What a great motto. We're here, we're naked, let's do this.
I like, you like the slogan for the Holiday Inn. We're here, we're naked. Let's do this.
I think that was actually the theme of my senior prom. All right. Anyways, so you do this, and then what happens? He dumps you?
No. Everything's still cool. Actually, everything is fine until 2 weekends ago. I was on my way home from work, and it was a Friday, and I told him I was going to pick up pizza from this place that is Chicago-style deep dish.
Oof.
Because it's one of my favorites, okay? So I tell him, meet me at my apartment, and we'll have pizza.
I don't want to interrupt your story, but what pizza place is this that does Chicago deep dish? I have to know.
Oh, it's called Windy City Pizza. It's over in Battlefield.
Okay, in Chesapeake?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. All right, so you're having pizza.
No, here's what happened. I get involved in a fender bender where my car is okay, but the car in front of me is damaged. And I hit the brakes in time. The accident happened right in front of me. So they call the police, and I have to wait around as a witness. So I call Nathan, and I'm like, oh, I'm going to be late. And he's like, well, I just pulled into your parking lot.
Yeah. And on a Friday, too, you're done with work for the week. All you want to do is get home and eat pizza.
And get naked with your boyfriend.
Yes. Exactly. So I call my roommate, and I'm like, hey, my guy is on the parking lot. Will you let him come inside so he doesn't have to wait in his car for an hour and he can watch TV instead? And my roommate's like, okay. So I call Nathan back, and I'm like, hey, just go up to my apartment. My roommate said it's totally cool if you just wait inside for me.
Okay.
So he goes up there, and my roommate lets him in. Oh, I should probably tell you that my roommate's a guy, and his name is Jeff.
Oh.
And we're just friends.
Okay.
There's none of that roommate, but we screw each other for fun. Like, we're just legit friends.
Okay, good to know. So Jeff lets Nathan inside.
Yes, and he's waiting. And I eventually get there, and we eat the pizza, and he ends up staying the night. And the next morning, he gets up kind of early and leaves. And I could sort of tell something was bothering him the next morning because he got dressed really fast, almost like he was trying to leave before I woke up. And I'm like, is everything okay? And he goes, yeah, everything's fine. I'm just late for something. I'll call you later.
Huh.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the last time I heard from Nathan. Oh. And that was 2 weeks ago.
Wow. So he just straight up left and never called again?
Nope. And the worst part is, I'm sitting here going over everything in my head. Like, did I say something? Like, was he angry at me for being late? Did he not like the pizza? Am I terrible in bed? Like, what was it?
Okay, so can I tell you what my first guess is?
Please, because okay. I have no idea.
So I think your roommate said something to him. I you said those two were alone in the apartment for a while, right?
Yeah, like an hour before I got home.
Yeah. See, I bet your roommate said something like, hey, if you break her heart, I'm going to hunt you down or something like that.
But he's met Jeff before, like, and they actually got along, like, really well, like, great.
So you said when he came over, that was your first time doing it, right?
No. We have been doing it for a while at that point. It wasn't our first time at that point.
Okay, so it wasn't like you had an awkward first time or something?
No, like we were actually kind of getting really comfortable with each other at that point.
Okay, so you don't think it was the roommate, though?
Jeff? Nah, he's a really good guy, and he's a good roommate. I can't imagine him saying anything to Nathan.
I wonder if he was, like, spying on you guys while you were doing it, and, like, Nathan found out about it.
Oh, my
something.
God, yes. That would have me running for the hills.
I would be pretty shocked if that was the case.
Okay, why don't we stop throwing out the theories here and see if we can get some answers from Nathan. You still have his number, correct?
Yeah, I have it, but he won't answer if I call or text him, so.
Okay, well, let's why don't we try, and let's see if we can get him on the phone to answer some questions when we come back next.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. Is this Nathan?
Who's this?
This is the Z Morning Zoo radio show. Nick, Ashley, and Shaggy on Z104. How are you this morning?
Oh, I'm good. How are you guys?
We're good. So, have you been listening at all this morning?
No. Did I win the office party thing?
Did you win the what?
The office party thing. The chicken wing bunch.
No. You. I think that's a completely different radio station, I think.
Oh. Okay. Sorry. I'm really awake right now.
No, that's okay. Actually, the reason we were calling is because we got an email from a girl named Paige. Do you remember dating Paige not too long ago?
Maybe.
Okay. Well, it's nothing bad. Don't worry. She's not pregnant or anything like that. Actually, she emailed us because she had said that she somehow scared away this great guy named Nathan, and now he won't answer my calls or texts, and I just want to know what I did that upset him so much. She sounds like she really liked you, but she's kind of wondering what she did to blow her chance with you. So, first of all, do you remember Paige?
Yeah, I remember her. She's a really cool person.
Okay. Well, so if she's really cool, then what happened? Like, she's trying to figure out what she did that made you disappear on her like that. Did something happen the night you came over for pizza? She told us you had to wait at her apartment with her roommate until she got home, right?
Yeah. Well, she was running late.
Okay.
Actually, she was in an accident, I think.
Right. She told us she witnessed an accident, so she had to wait for the cops. So did the roommate say something to you that creeped you out before she got home?
No. Her roommate was cool.
Huh.
Well, okay. Did something happen after you finished the pizza that night?
I mean... Yeah, something definitely happened, but...
Okay, so she admitted to us in this email that you guys were intimate with each other, correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, so did something happen that night that made you, hit the bricks on this relationship so quick? Did she say something wrong, or did she do something wrong? I feel like none of us know the answer here except you.
I don't know if it's a big deal. It's just kind of freaked me out a little bit.
Okay, what did? What freaked you out?
I don't really think it's something you can put on the radio, but...
I mean, we can bleep stuff out. I think we just need an answer for her, that's all.
Okay, I mean, if you think you can bleep it out, then I'm just warning you, but...
Nathan, I'm telling you, we can bleep everything out. Just let it rip. Pretend we are just two guys talking at a bar.
Okay, so... I decided to stay the night... And she tells me she wants to have sex because she's so stressed out about the accident and the whole night. So we start making out.
Okay, she said this was not your first time, correct?
No, it wasn't. But it was the first time we did it at her place. So every other time was at my place. So she's sitting up in the bed and we're taking each other's clothes off. And she goes, hang on a second. And she reaches under the bed, grabs this box. And she opens the box up, and there's, like, I don't know, 28 different sex things in this box.
Sex things as in, like, sex toys?
Yeah. Sex toys, a bunch of oils, these crazy and a bunch of I mean, it felt like I walked into a sex shop or something.
Oh, my God.
So she just sat up and was like, hang on, let me get my arsenal of sex equipment out before we get started.
I just sat up and was like, if you have all that stuff, why do you need me here? And she just laughed and was like, does this really make you uncomfortable? And I didn't want to be a wuss about it, so I was like, no.
But in reality, it did make you uncomfortable.
There were things in this box that I was like, I don't even know what part of the body that would go into.
Oh my God. So, wait, what was it, like a giant box? Like, or like, was it a trunk or something? Or was it like a shoebox?
Well, it was a little bigger than a shoebox, but when I tell you it was cramped, like cramped.
Yeah.
Top full of
did she attempt to use anything on you at all?
Well, no, because I was like, you don't need that stuff because I'm here. So I just told her to put it away. But, I mean, when I said that, she gave me this look like she was really disappointed. So I figured that stuff is more of what she's into, I guess. But, I mean, it's not really for me.
Okay, so the box scared you away then?
I mean, I'm not scared of getting a little kinky. But, yeah, some of the things in there were just like, I don't want to start going down that road, find out that there's more and more stuff. So I guess I'm old fashioned. I like having a man and a woman at
home. Yeah, and keep the box under the bed.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, now we know, I guess. That's
so, Nathan, if she told you, hey, we don't need my goodie box, that was just for fun, would you consider getting back with her?
I don't know. I mean, I don't want her to have to give all this stuff up if that's what she's into. Like, she was pretty disappointed.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure there are other guys that would be excited to try that stuff. I'm just not one of them.
Yeah, and you made a good point earlier. Like, what if that's not everything? What if that's just the starter kit?
Yeah.
You know?
She has a storage unit full of stuff.
Yeah. She's like, well, if you like that.
I got a silicone human body.
Come look at my closet. All right, well, listen, thanks for helping us solve this mystery for her. I'm sure she really appreciates it.
Yeah, sure. No problem.